Yes, hi. Can I please speak with Darren Shanks?
Yes, one moment, please.
Personal coaching, Darren Shanks.
Hi, Darren. Hey, this is Rhett Kasparian calling. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Rhett. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Hey, did I catch you in okay time?
Yeah, I've got something I'm working on, but I've got a couple of minutes. What can I help you with?
Well, thanks. You may recall that I sent you a letter probably about 4 days ago. I hope that you got that. Do you remember receiving that?
Vaguely. Maybe you need to remind me of...
Sure. No problem. What I had mentioned in it was, recently I owned a career management company here in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And I'm moving back to Salt Lake City, which is my hometown. And obviously, B has been, you know, a company that I've always had interest in the coaching aspect of things, since that's what I've done for the past, say, 10 years.
Right.
And I sent you a letter just kind of explaining my background and the tie-in with the personal coaching that I've done, the sales management, the training. And just thought that my background was a strong fit for your organization. And, I guess in a nutshell, I'm calling today to see, you know, what opportunities you may have for someone with my background.
Oh, man, Rhett. I know that we have gone through... to be honest with you, we're fully staffed at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we you know, keep our eyes out. Just because we're fully staffed doesn't mean that we're not looking.
Sure, sure.
We obviously keep our eyes out for
do
sure.
You? Okay,
for sure.
That's
sure.
Good to know.
Things of that nature. So.
Okay, well that's good. So, but right now there's nothing.
Right. I mean, I would have to double check for. I'm not. I just generally get get a weekly report come across my desk, letting me know what is available.
Okay.
And that's the last that I had heard and that I had seen is that we are presently fully staffed and not accepting.
Okay.
I guess new hires at this point.
Sure. Do you know what kind of background does somebody need in order to do the coaching there?
Well, obviously, especially it really depends on the individual because our coaching specialties are so varied.
Okay.
But what we look for is we look for somebody who not only has some financial background, but also personal development because of obviously the values and the mission statements and the seven habits that we teach an individual and so we're looking for individuals who first of all are certified coaches through a national certification process, so also that have the real work experience that they can relate to our clients.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So if I hear you right, depending on the area or field that the coach is in, if they're in one of the financial ones, then having a financial background is good to have. If they're in one where it's just personal coaching, then, you know, kind of the good people skills, communication degree, you know, that type of areas where their specialty might be more helpful in. But certainly a broad-based coaching is always kind of able to be plugged into the various areas, but you like that person to have somewhat of a subject matter expertise, if at all possible.
Yeah, and also that has the one of the things that we tout to our students or our clients that we work with is that that our coaches have the real life experience in dealing with their clients on a day to day basis, and it's not somebody who's just going to be teaching them out of the book.
Almost sounds like a University of Phoenix, but the coaching part, like their teachers, right? Like, hey, our teachers really do this every day, and then they come after their job and come teach the class. In a sense, you're saying you're getting someone who's just got done, you know, not only coaching someone, but what they're going to talk to you about, they're applying every day in the real world.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Experience is the best teacher. So.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
I mean, that's what I thought. You know, I've just started up my own company. Well, 7 years ago, and man, I've learned a ton. You know, I feel like it would have taken me 20 years to learn what I, you know, kind of had to learn through just trial and error, and I feel like I'm so much further advanced having just kind of had to learn. learn it and hack away at it until I kind of figured it all out. That coupled with my organizational communication degree, coupled with the coaching, coupled with the class presentations and training, all of that background that I've had, mortgage banking, so I do have the financial connection there. Gosh, I mean, it's almost painful to think of how good of a fit I would be for the organization in some capacity, whether it be in management or in actual coaching or training, either even on the sales side of selling the different coaching programs or helping the coaches do it or just being a coach myself. I just feel like a bond, you know, that it seemed like there's got to be something. So I thought I would at least throw out that letter just to hope that I could talk to someone, and it's great to talk to someone at your level who might be able to know when there might be an opportunity there. I'd love to make myself a known commodity, you know, by talking to you like this so that you go, well, gosh, we are going to hire someone. At least we don't have to run an ad if we know there might be someone that could be a really good fit, and half an hour face-to-face with them just to see could solve a hiring problem in an instant. Darren, I would really love to get any advice that you might have. You know, at the level you're at, and you're in coaching, and you know other companies in Salt Lake, and you have a perspective on the industry and kind of the economy now. And if you were thinking about it from your position, if you were me, and you were in the search right now, like knowing what my background is, how would you be going about the job search?
Well, that obviously one of the most important things that we look at, one of the inside tracks, so to speak, when we're looking at somebody is obviously if they have some real life experience off of what we're teaching. Not only that, but obviously we do a lot of hiring from within off of referrals. Sure. And so what I encourage people to do is to talk to people within this industry, not only who are working for us. For us, but also some of our coaching company competitors here in Salt Lake.
I was going to ask you about. I mean, who are they?
I don't know what it is, but Salt Lake seems to be the hotbed for all the coaching companies, for all the seminar people across the country.
Wow.
I mean, you've got here locally. I mean, some of the people that we work with, obviously, is Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad series. We work with Carlton Sheets and the No Down Payment Real Estate process. In addition to the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People that we coach with, there are other companies that do coaching with John Beck, with just all sorts of real estate gurus, but to be familiar with those people. And who they have deliver their products, just so you're getting both ends of the spectrum would be very worth your effort, so that when we do talk, you have both the positive and negative experience of everything within the industry, because you know it's just not a tea and crumpets type industry. It's a very cutthroat industry. But then there's people out there, there's companies out there that are doing it with integrity, and there's people out there just to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously you need to disseminate between the two.
Do you know of anyone that I could talk to in some other areas to get that kind of perspective?
I'm very familiar with these areas. I'm very familiar with the people who are running these floors.
Okay.
What,
can I call you back sometime when you have? I know you're busy now. Maybe I could call you back, and or you could even maybe email me, or I could email you, and you could give me some names and phone numbers of a few people that perhaps I could give a call.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that, and then you know you can do your due diligence on that end, and then you know when you're in town, or I don't know if you're going to come to town ahead of your family to kind of scout out you know places to live or whatever. But if that's the case, you know, I'd have no problem in sitting down with you for 15, 20, 30 minutes or so and just discussing options.
Thank you. That's great, man. That would be a wonderful opportunity, and I would very much appreciate that. I'll be in town actually over the 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
I don't know if on that Thursday or that Friday, maybe you would be available if I could. I'd love to schedule something up right now with you.
Okay. Let me take a look at my account. Why don't I do this? Why don't you shoot me off an email?
Okay.
And just so that I can capture that information, and then let me know when you're going to be in town, and then
okay.
and then I will shoot you back some available times, and then we can see if our schedules will mesh at that point.
That sounds awesome. Thanks so much, Darren.
No problem.
I look forward to talking to you soon and meeting with you in a couple of weeks from now.
Okay, sounds good. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.